This is TalkBack, a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Media Group stations in Fayetteville. The opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Beasley Media Group, its management, staff, or advertisers.
I'm Paul Johnson. Good morning. Today is Sunday, April 30th, the 120th day of the year, with 2:45 remaining till the end of the year. Today is National Oatmeal Cookie Day, International Jazz Day, National Bugs Bunny Day, National Military Brats Day, National Tie-Dye Day, National Turkey Bacon Day, National Mr. Potato Head Day. 5 days left till Cinco de Mayo, and 14 days left till Mother's Day, 29 days left till Memorial Day. On this date, April 30th, 1789, George Washington took the oath of office as the first elected president of the United States. It was April 30th, 1904, the invention of the ice cream cone took place. 1945, Adolf Hitler died. And in 1952, Mr. Potato Head became the first toy to be advertised on TV. Our bicentennial year, 1976, Muhammad Ali won the heavyweight boxing title in 15 rounds against Jimmy Young. 1993, the World Wide Web was created at CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. It was 2004, the movie Mean Girls was released in theaters. And in 2005, and April 30th, 2009, Chrysler filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Reorganizational. 2015, the legendary singer Ben E. King died. And in 2019, Peter Mayhew, who was Chewbacca in the movies, passed away at the age of 74. Just 1 year ago today, we lost Naomi Judd. A quick reminder that this coming Saturday, May 6th, is going to be Fayetteville Beautiful in the city of Fayetteville and Cumberland Clean in Cumberland County. Try to volunteer for this pickup, spruce up, cleanup of our hometown and home county. We begin Talk Back today with a question and a notion. First, the question, what fuels our dreams? The things that we want to have happen in our lives. For most of us, the goal of life is probably salvation, an assurance of eternal togetherness with our God, Maker, Supreme Being. But what we're asking today is what we want in our lives. And the answer, probably rooted in a better or quality life for the people that we care about and love. Even the preamble to the Declaration of Independence refers to what's called a creator-given inalienable rights to all people of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So Talk Back today looks for ways to help inspire those we should care about to achieve a better, higher quality life. And we'll meet four individuals on our way in this Talk Back episode. The first two are from Methodist University, where they play a key role in a one-week experiential camp designed to bring out the best in conscious leadership development in rising high school students, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. The idea was inspired by a general in the U.S. Army who grew up in North Carolina, Tarboro to be exact, and later graduated from NC State. And in 38 years that followed, General Hugh Shelton built a distinguished military career, even becoming the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Bill Clinton. He always attributed his success to what he called the basics he learned from his parents, his mom and dad, and conceived a week-long camp where young people could learn or reinforce the basics in their lives.
And I want to welcome from Methodist University, Dr. Mark Klein, who works in the sociology and psychology departments. He's a Navy veteran. He's also been a musician. He's been a stand-up comedian at times. Darn good instructor. And then along with him today, Rocio Cerna, who's been an academic advisor at Methodist University, also a camp instructor in the Hugh Shelton camp, and this year has a child going to the camp. The marvelous things that happen at the Hugh Shelton camp, and your kids are not going to come to you and say, hey, I want to go to the Hugh Shelton leadership camp. It's one of those things where you tell them, there's a place I think you should visit for a week and learn some of the basics on how to succeed in life. And some marvelous things happen. And I'm going to open up the discussion now and ask Dr. Mark Klein, because it's really one of my favorite stories. about kids that attend the Hugh Shelton Leadership Camp. And, you know, perhaps, Rocio, you've got some stories too, and feel free to throw them in. What happens when somebody comes to that camp?
Well, we can't say enough good things. We appreciate so much you inviting us on to get the word out about this camp. Most parents, grandparents, and children know about the sports camps, you know, your tennis and basketball and football camps and things like that. As a swim coach, I used to do swim camps, but I have never felt as strongly or as passionate about a camp as I do about the General Shelton Leadership Camp that we offer at Methodist University.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is this camp is truly transformational. I mean, we watch children change into young adults, really, in the space of a week. Now, it's a pretty intense week.
Right.
They don't go home at night. It's a residential camp, so they're with us for a week. It's an experiential camp. This is what's different about this camp. It's one thing to be taught, you know, about leadership principles. But it's another thing to have experiences that are designed specifically to expose children to these principles in everyday life, and to have to be challenged to rise to those levels.
Yeah.
We see kids, inevitably, this is the story I think you're talking about. Inevitably, first day of camp, I get up and I ask, how many of you campers want to be here? And nobody raises their hand. When we get to the last day of camp, I ask how many would like to come back next year, and it's everybody. In fact, this year we have 14 returning campers so far from our last camp. So we're going to have to think of something different to say outset.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, in your experience as a camp instructor, Rocio Serna, I want to ask you, you've seen the same thing. Mm-hmm. Where kids who were kind of not understanding what's going to be expected of them flourish and really don't want to leave at the end of the week. Can you describe any of those situations?
By the way, that was a beautiful introduction to the General Shelton Camp. Thank you. Appreciate you. But yeah, I think from an instructor perspective, you see a lot of kids on the first day. It's almost like the first day of class. They're trying to size you up. They're trying to size up their peers. They're trying to figure out what environment this is. They are confused.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that is exactly to what Dr. Klein was saying, right? We put them in situations in which they're going to have to be challenged and rise up to the occasion. Do I sit back or do I step up? But even for those that sit back, it's always really interesting from an instructor perspective how they tend to really step up, the quiet ones.
Yeah.
They tend to really step up and really flourish in these environments because they notice that leadership has various forms. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to be in command and say, I'm in charge, right?
Right.
There's always that quiet strength in leadership. And that's one of the beautiful things about being an instructor that you get to see just within 1 week.
Right, right. Well, you have a famous story that you've told where a mother came up to you at the end of one of these camps or several weeks afterward. Talk about that one.
We had, we've had several stories like
this. Yeah, I know.
It's a regular occurrence. We had one mother who was just, she was worried that her daughter was not, was not really living up to her potential. Her daughter was completely anti coming to this camp and was kind of forced to by her mother. But at the end of camp, I got a call from her mother, and her daughter is running for she actually has won office, but in student government and has become a real leader amongst her fellow students in her school.
Right. Yeah. Well, what have you done to my child?
Yes.
Is the
they're being
the
polite.
Effect. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, when you emerge on a path to your own greatness, and this is something I used to remind all my kids about. I said, the greatness within you lies within you, but it's up to you to bring it out. And, you know, sometimes it takes an experience like this where they've got to solve problems on the fly. They've got to work with other children who are the same as them. This is for rising ninth, 10th, 11th and 12th graders. And it's a one-week experience. And this week, or this year, it's really earlier than it's been in the past. Because last year, I remember it was like late July, but this year's dates are June 11th through the 16th, and that's why we're in here talking today. Man, we appreciate, and so many times, I wish I could go back and go through one of these experiences and probably cut years off of learning some of the lessons that I learned. Can you guys describe how you run this camp?
It starts with a series of questions, almost like the Socratic method.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it's how can I do this? Well, how can you do it? And it starts getting that teenager into the thinking mode. Well, if I need to accomplish this task, but the instructor is telling me how to do it, aren't you supposed to have the answers? And they quickly start figuring out that maybe it's them who need to come up with the answer. And that's part of leadership, owning what you're going to do and sticking to your word. And it's just a beautiful thing to see. But yeah, it's just through a series of the whole camp. It's just a bunch of questions.
And I think we're right in the middle right now of from our perspective, the hard part of the camp is really laying the groundwork, setting the stage so that these experiences go like clockwork, are available and set up and ready to go. So we have a high ropes experience where they get to go up, 30 feet above ground level and complete obstacle courses and zip lines. We have low ropes events. We have service projects. We have all kinds of activities that we provide for the campers. But what's really cool is part of their experience is what they make of it, because every evening the campers themselves are responsible for deciding what is our activity going to be this evening? Wow. What do we need to accomplish it? And they really enjoy having that kind of empowerment.
Empowerment and freedom.
Well, it's what teaches you. And I remember one of the formative experiences that I had came from reading a book. It was called Applied Psychology and Grit: Methods to Problem Solving. And essentially, you would look at a problem. I mean, one of the approaches became, look at what you want the solution to look like, and then just work it backwards from there and figure out what you need all along the way. And once you look at a problem backwards like that, it can be life-changing. And, you're in the middle of guiding these students through the whole week. Now, you mentioned you have 14 coming back from last year's camp, which is outstanding. And you have room for about 30?
Yes, that's correct. We have room for 30 campers. Spaces are filling up quickly. So we want to encourage, this is why we're especially excited to be on the air with you, to encourage grandparents, parents, if you have a high school age child in your life, I cannot tell you how strongly I recommend this camp experience. It's not something most high school students would seek out themselves. It's something that they really need a little bit of a push, from maybe their parents or their grandparents. The other thing that that I think is really I want to highlight about the camp is Rocio, myself, Dr. Ziegler, we've put a lot of time and effort into fundraising. It's a wonderful camp, and we really saw the potential for this to change lives throughout the Fayetteville community. So we offer needs-based scholarships for people who maybe would like to have this experience or would like their children or grandchildren to have this experience, but maybe, don't have the income to do that. We have needs to provide these needs-based scholarships. So I'd like to put out a request. If anybody has any donations or has any room in their checkbook for donations they'd like to make, we would love to have donations of any size to help us fund these scholarships for our campers. And just to say, we've used the money that we've gotten to hold our camp prices down at $600. If you go to similar camps anywhere else, they're $800 to $1,000.
Sure. $600 is a really pretty much a remarkable price. It's still not it doesn't grow on trees.
No.
And we need help to help fund people who have a child who has the greatest future ahead of them. And we have the greatest dreams for them. Sometimes coming up with that $600 instantly isn't so easy, because you've got other kids in the family and so on and so forth. So people, generous people who listen to this station and who also, you know, are part of the community, we know that you give to worthy causes. And this is one of the best in terms of a place where you could put some money and know that it's going to go to good. So if somebody was interested in donating, how do they get in touch?
Okay, the easiest way is to go to our website, and the website is, I'm going to give you the easy version,
sure.
methodist.edu/Shelton.
Yeah. methodist.edu/Shelton.
Yep, S-H-E-L-T-O-N. And we have contact information for myself. The main contact person is, her name is Virginia Piersaki.
Okay. Good deal. And then we appreciate the efforts of anybody who would make a contribution. Owing to the fact that the camp is the 11th through the 16th.
June.
And I can say this, you know, you'd like to hear from people by mid-May.
And I guess the short message is, you know, we want your children and we want your money.
So, yeah.
So anything you can do to help. We think that it provides a real service to Fayetteville, to the greater Fayetteville community. These kids do wonderful things from all different areas within the community, and they're creating the change in Fayetteville that we want to see.
If I had to just sort of sum it up for any of those that wonder, you know, where are our values such as leadership, honor, respect, right? In 1 week, Shelton captures that. And you will be amazed how a child is transformed and perhaps even make lifelong friendships.
Sure.
Just in 1 week. We have students who have graduated the camp in the past and they're in college now. And they're still friends with the peers that they went through in the camp. It's just that.
It's profound.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and these students will be leaders their entire lives. So you're taking them at a really important formative point in their lives and teaching them how to bring others along. And there's no cost you can put to that. So $600 is a bargain. And as a member of the Fayetteville Rotary Club, we gave $600 last year. And, you know, we'll try to continue to make those kind of contributions going forward. I got to get it through the approval process, et cetera, and so on. But anybody can help. And again, methodist.edu/Shelton is one place to start. I'm going to give you a phone number if people just want to dial a phone number. You could call 910-630-7284. 910-630-7284. Pay for somebody by credit card to the Shelton camp. And again, Virginia Piersaki, is that how you say that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Virginia Piersaki is your contact person. Dr. Mark Klein, I want to thank you for coming by today. Rocio Cerna, thank you very much for making your contributions. Academic advisor at Methodist, but you've also been a camp instructor, and this year you're a mom. You've got a
child. This year I'm a parent.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that everybody's experience is good. And if you've got a ninth grader, a 10th grader, an 11th or 12th grader rising in your life that you think could learn some of these basics that would turn them into lifelong leaders, what an opportunity. So make sure you look up methodist.edu/Shelton and find out more about the Hugh Shelton Leadership Camp, General Hugh Shelton Leadership Camp, one of the great chiefs of staff of the Joint Chiefs. Wonderful place to learn. He had a wonderful idea, and I appreciate Methodist University being a representative of the Hugh Shelton Leadership Camp and bringing this opportunity to children.
We appreciate you very much and all of your listeners. Thank you very much.
For the easiest sign-up process, get more information about signing up for this year's session this June 11th through 16th.
and discuss it with the child, his or her parents, and work out paying for the child you love at Methodist University. And please make your arrangement by May 15th if you can. It's the same deadline for donating a scholarship to Methodist University towards somebody else attending the General Hugh Shelton Camp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The remaining two on our journey this Sunday morning for wishing well to people in our community we should care about to help, we turn to Pastor Jesse Garner and a Cumberland County resident named Jermaine Denning, who tell a different but equally compelling story. You see, a person who's had an encounter with the justice system, but who, after having paid his or her debt to society, and has a sincere desire to mend ways and follow a straight, narrow, and productive path, may still need our help in many ways that we haven't even conceived of. To get a hand up on becoming a person free to pursue his or her course to happiness. Since before its creation as a state-sponsored and state-recognized group in 2017, Pastor Jesse Garner has headed up the Fayetteville-Cumberland Reentry Council, the FCRC. Here's a true story about how and how well it worked at reclaiming lives trying to get back on the path, seeking to reduce the barriers, the stigma, the challenges that face individuals when they're transforming homes.
This is Jesse Garner, director of our Fayetteville-Cumberland Reentry Council. I have with me this morning one of our participants. He's going to tell you his story. He came into the Reentry Council. His name is Mr. Jermaine Dennings.
Last year, March, I was released from prison. A lot of my family members were gone. Some, I wasn't in contact with them while I was incarcerated. So, short story, I had nowhere to stay when I got out. So, I was at the parole office, and I was talking to the parole officer, and he said he knew a guy that had a house that I could stay in till I got myself together, whatever, and that they had jobs and everything. So I said, okay. I said, I want that. He said, I'm glad you came back. He said, the guy's here, and he's ready to take you to the house. And when he said that, I looked up, and I said, Lord, I thank you. Okay, he invited me in the house, and it was beautiful. I mean, I had somewhere to stay. It was warm. I could wash my clothes. I didn't have any clothes, really. I didn't have anything. And all of that stuff came over time. I was struggling for the job because I didn't have my paperwork. Everything was messed up due to COVID. But they kept telling me, just be patient. When it came, they had a job for me. I took the job. I've been at this job ever since. The guard and them called me about a position. And I went to the interview. Passed the interview, and I started working there, and from there, things just got better. Mm-hmm. I've been incarcerated 16. She was there. No matter who she was, what relationship she was in, she came to stay with me and help me until I got on my feet. And when she had given her life to God, she was just a different person. And I had no one, and she came and she stayed, and we couldn't part from each other. It was like God was speaking, and I told God, I said, God, I want a wife. I'm tired of being a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm too old to be a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she stayed. And all things began to reveal themselves. And I realized we had such a deep friendship that it was still unfinished business between us as, and we got married in June of 2021.
And so when did you come out of prison?
I came out of prison March
of 2021. And in June 2021.
And in June 2021, I was married to second daughter's mom.
With a job?
With a job, a home, car, doing great.
So what are you at now? What are you doing now?
Well, when I started at Tyson, I was on the line. I was doing production work. And it was fine, you know. But I'm very ambitious. I've always been like that. My work ethic is crazy. I mean, anybody who's ever had me as an employee, they'll tell you I work. I'll come in on my days off and I'll get the job done. I did the production for like 3 months, for like 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. And I saw a position for the sanitation department. Wow. It paid more hours. I could work as many hours as I wanted to. I applied for it, and I got it. And I've been on the sanitation department ever since. This job is Tyson, the taco plant in Sanford. All they do is make all the tacos for the Taco Bells and stuff. The work environment is good. Everybody's friendly. It's diverse. So many positions you can apply for within the company. You know, you can always advance within a company. I would rather not work for a company that I could not advance. Like right now, I'm deciding for this, for 2023, do I want to do maintenance? You know, the pay is all, it goes, it starts from $21 to $38.
Wow.
We're on a 4-3 schedule. We work 4 days off to it, but I work my days off.
So you hear people, you talk about an individual that come out of incarceration 2021 in March, right, with no income, no place to stay, you know, no relationship with his family, his mom, and all these things that happened to him because of stability. Once we got him stabilized into a place where that was clean, drug-free, crime, now he is in a 401k plan and, you know, health and medical plan. He got all of that, plus job advancements are there just waiting on him.
Mr. Dennis, you got any final words you want to say to the people?
I know. Before I left prison, I looked up to the sky, I prayed, and I told God, I said, God, wherever you lead me, I'll go. From the day I walked out of that prison gate, God has led me. And he led me to these people. And these people helped me. And he led me to my wife. I love her. I stopped by today.
Yeah.
You know, I was out. I had a routine doctor check, but I had to stop by and see these guys. I wanted to see him and tell him thank you. It helped me a whole lot.
Yeah.
It helped me a whole lot.
So we're so grateful. We're so grateful. See, this is why we do what we do. It's not your past that keep you crippled. What keeps you crippled is this, is mindset. You have to have the mindset that I ain't going back to prison. I'm better than that. This is not who I am. This is not what I'm made for. Mr. Denon has that mindset. So, Mr. Denon, we really appreciate you. We are thankful for you, brother. God bless you, man. But thank you. Bring that beautiful wife. Let us meet her. You okay?
Thank you, Jermaine Demings, for your effort. And thank you, Jesse Garner, for your work in helping to reclaim productive lives from those previously incarcerated through the Fayetteville-Cumberland Reentry Council, housed in the NC Works Center facility at 490 North McPherson Church Road in Fayetteville. About the FCRC, see CumberlandLRC.org. That's CumberlandLRC.org. And on Facebook, it's Fayetteville Reentry Council. Fayetteville Reentry Council on Facebook. And that's our show for today. This has been Talk Back, a weekly public affairs presentation of the Beasley Media Group stations in Fayetteville. I'm Paul Johnson. Stay safe. Have a great week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.